We celebrate today the solemnity, the Feast of Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles in the upper room in Jerusalem. And the apostles, before this, really, they were more timid in their faith. And Jesus had spoken to them that he would indeed send another advocate to come, and he would teach them everything that they would come to know. So acknowledging the power and the grace that the Holy Spirit brings, certainly Jesus acknowledged it for them, but also for all of us, the importance of the Holy Spirit coming and dwelling in us, impacting us, influencing us, helping us to do that to which God calls to do the good. And we hear in that first reading how after basically the Holy Spirit comes down, Peter then goes on to preach the gospel message to the people that were in Jerusalem. And there's quite a large number of people that were there in Jerusalem. And many, after they hear Peter, they're converted, they're baptized. And we could wonder, well, why was there so many people in Jerusalem at that point? Well, we're celebrating Pentecost in the church. But it also was, there was a Pentecost in the Jewish faith. The Jewish religion. There was three major feasts the Jews had. One was Passover. We're very familiar with that. That's when Jesus dies. There's called the Feast of Shavuot, or Pentecost, or Weeks. The Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost, in the Jewish faith. That happens basically 49 days after Passover, or 50 days, or whatever, how you often look at it. Pentecost, and that feast was commemorating when the Israelites were at Mount Sinai, and they received the law from God, and God had shown them through Moses how he wanted them to worship him, and it's also significant in that it was the feast of the harvest, and they were supposed to offer first fruits. The other feast is Sukkot. That's the Feast of Tabernacles, Booths, those feasts. But anyway, it's interesting that the Feast of the Harvest, what is Jesus, when he was with his disciples and apostles, what did he say? He said he wanted to send laborers into the vineyard for the harvest. So there's all these connections. There's no coincidences with God. So the birthday of the church is also Pentecost. We know the birthday of the church. That's when Jesus goes ahead and helps, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the apostles and all of us to be witnesses in the world, to certainly bring in the harvest, to gather others through the grace of God to the church. So there's all these connections. And so that's a reminder of us, really, to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us to build up the body of Christ, the mystical body of Christ, the church. You know, not just the apostles and the early followers of Jesus, but all of us are called to do that now. And the Holy Spirit gives us strength and courage and the gifts, certainly, to accomplish that. So we want to acknowledge and really acknowledge the gifts and the power that the Spirit is for us in our lives. So one of the things is certainly to pray to the Holy Spirit, but then really to acknowledge, what gifts do I have or have been given that the Holy Spirit is moving in and through me to build up the church? So those gifts, certainly there's the seven gifts of the Spirit. There's the three theological gifts. But then there's other gifts called charisms, like the gift of prophecy or tongues or being a teacher or administrative. There's other gifts that were given to build up the body of Christ, the church. So it's one of these things where we can look at, what gifts has God in the power of the Spirit given me to build up the body of Christ, the church? Now, sometimes, we're asked, whether it be, and this is the thing, it's to build up the church. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to do things in the church. We're supposed to be out in the world too, right? So it's not just, I'm going to be a lector or whatever here at church. It's to use our gifts in the world. Prophetic gifts, teaching, and these kind of things. Because those obviously can draw people to Christ. So how do we use our gifts? Or maybe we're being called to use them, or we're not using them to their full extent. So maybe someone invites us to do something. You know, maybe it might be something here at the church. So initially we might say, well, I don't really necessarily want to do that, or maybe don't have time. But maybe step back and think, maybe the Holy Spirit's calling me and stretching me a little bit. Yeah. Maybe I need to do that, step into that role or whatever the Holy Spirit is moving and calling me in. Also to look at, you know, the things that we like to do. God certainly makes us. And so what are things that I like to do? Am I doing things that I like to do? Sometimes we can't. You know, it's like, I got to get this job and I really would like to be doing this. But maybe think about that. Look at that, you know. And then what are my talents? What are my gifts? Am I using my talents and gifts the way that God wants me to? So it's something for us really to step back, you know, and remind us, am I really using to the full extent the gifts that God has given me to build up the church? And then it, you know, just not having them, we actually have to live it out. We have to use them. We have to act. And that can be really challenging, you know, at times. And again, to ask the Holy Spirit, pray to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me to use those gifts that you've been given to me. Help me. So that's certainly, prayer is important. And then really to have patience with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you know, if we're pliable and allowing the Holy Spirit to work in us, the Holy Spirit's going to work. He's going to change us. He's going to transform us. So be attentive, be patient, you know, allow the Holy Spirit to work. Sometimes we want things and we want them now, or we want to be changed and we want to change now. It's just like, okay, the Holy Spirit's trying to teach me, show with me patience. Part of it, you know, patience with ourselves, you know, our inadequacies at times and failures. And that's the thing, you know, failure. How do we look at failures that we experience in our lives? You know, one of the things is, if we're not making mistakes, or at least sometimes we can fail, we could ask ourselves, am I really doing things? Yeah. So really to take not just random risks, but take risks for the faith. You know, hey, I wanna talk to this person or do this. It's just like, be a little risky. Prudent risk, not imprudent risk, but risk for the faith. You know, I'm not sure if I should say something. Maybe I'll do it. Let the Holy Spirit work. And that's one of the things when Jesus was with his apostles. He basically said, don't be anxious about what you're going to say. Let the Holy Spirit work in you. Don't worry about what you're going to say when you come to somebody or some, you know, some situation. The Holy Spirit will be there helping you. So that's the thing, you know. Not to be bashful or afraid. It's just like, step into a situation and trust in the Spirit. Now, it doesn't mean we don't prepare somehow. You know, it's like, oh, I'm not going to study my faith because the Holy Spirit's going to teach me. Well, He will, but we have to do our part. We have to study so we come to a greater knowledge and awareness. So to not be anxious, take risks. Practice makes perfect. You know, if we keep practicing, we fail, we grow, we learn. So not to get discouraged. And then one of the things, you know, certainly is that to acknowledge that God loves us. You know, God really loves us. The Holy Spirit is said to be the love between the Father and the Son. So we allow the Holy Spirit to come into us, to help us, to know that we're loved by God the Father, certainly, Jesus. And then have the proper love of ourselves, you know. How can we, you know, Jesus, God says, basically, through Christ, you know, we're supposed to love God above all, but then our neighbor as ourselves, to have that proper love of ourselves. Yeah. So this is, you know, we celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. So we're just mindful about how this Holy Spirit really can help us, strengthen us, to give us courage and strength to fulfill the mission that He calls each one of us. Each one of us are called to build up the body of Christ, the church. So we ask for this strength and help, Lord, help us all, like the apostles, St. Paul, to build up your body, the church, with your grace, the Holy Spirit.